Friday, January 15, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Eleanor Segi. Making headlines today. The South Australian government has given final approval for the joint venture development of the Bungalow Magnetite project in the Eyre Peninsula. The project will now be jointly developed by ASX-listed Centrix Metal and China's Batao Iron and Steel. Batao has also advised Centrix verbally that it had received all the relevant Chinese approvals and was currently seeking written confirmation. As a result of this, Centrix couldn't confirm that all the conditions precedent have been met and has extended the end date of the JV to have all conditions precedent fulfilled to March 15. Under the terms of the JV agreement, Batao would pay a total of $40 million for a 50% undivided interest in the iron ore rights to the Bungalow deposit. Centrix would undertake the initial exploration and studies, and a JV company would be established to manage the bankable feasibility study. TSX and JSE-listed Uranium One has reported a fourth quarter production of 1.2 million pounds, an increase of 42% compared with the group's attributable output in the third quarter of 2009. Production for the full year rose 24% from 2008 to a best ever 3.6 million pounds of uranium. Uranium One said that the production gains were mainly thanks to the successful ramp up in production at the new South Inkai mine in Kazakhstan. The company also announced that it had completed a $270 million convertible debenture financing with a consortium of Japanese companies and also received $20 million in dividends from its share of the Betpak-Dalla joint venture. Also making headlines, deep-pocketed Asian investors eye gold equities. Toronto-based Kinross Gold confirms its 2010 output forecast. Vancouver-based Ivanhoe denies that chairperson Robert Friedland is conducting a sale of his 23% holding in the company. And South Africa's mining output contraction eases. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.